Praise God. Are you ready this morning? Say this with me. For the Lord is good. And his mercy endures forever. Well, are you glad about it?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. God, what was the song the choir was singing? Amen. Amen. Things change, but he never changed.
Amen.
Amen. He always the same. So I'm going to take a few minutes, and then I'm going to borrow the rest of them. Amen. And we're going to talk about there is a name. There is a name. And we're going to talk about how did he get that name, and what does it mean. Really, I'm going to talk about authority. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. If you'll open your Bible with us to the 28th chapter of Matthew Gospel and the 18th verse. The 28th chapter of Matthew's Gospel and the 18th verse. When God appeared to Abraham in the 12th chapter of Genesis, of course, you know his name at that time was Abram, told him to get thee out from among thy people and thy country and go to a land that I will show thee. And through Abraham's obedience, he went to that place. And through Abraham's descendants, the promised seed would come. Abraham's obedience, the promised seed would come. He came under the same covenant in which God and Abraham had entered into. He was born 42 generations later. He came to fulfill the covenant that all the rest of those descendants, even before Abraham and all his descendants up until this point, they had failed. That was a covenant that needed to be completed, and all the rest of them failed under that covenant. Hello? When he did, now listen, when he did, that means when he completed the covenant, he then qualified to be the perfect sacrifice for man's sins and to meet the demands that justice required to pay man, to pay for man's sins. So he did. And then God raised him from the dead. Hallelujah. And gave him rule and authority. And that rulership was sovereignty over everything in heaven and earth. Say it again. Gave him rule, authority over everything in heaven and in earth. I'm reading from the New American Standard, Matthew 28:18. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. How much? All authority has been given unto me on heaven and in earth. Listen, look with me in Daniel. We want to talk about this name in connection with authority. There is a name. Hallelujah. There is a name. Daniel 7:13. There was those that would, along with Daniel, other with folk who foretold of the coming one that would come in the earth and so establish a kingdom that would last forever and ever. Hallelujah. Whereas the first Adam had forfeit all of our rights to life, and we were bound by darkness, seemingly no way to escape. But a second Adam would come. And so I want to talk about this authority that's been granted us while we're here on earth. Hallelujah. Daniel 7:13 and 14. Amen. Daniel 13 and 14. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancients of Day, that means old time. Ancients mean old. And he came to the old days. Stuff had gone on in the old days that were not the will of God. And they brought him near before him, and there was given him dominion. What was given him? Dominion and glory and a kingdom. What was given him? Dominion and glory and a kingdom. Dominion, rulership. And that all people, nations, language should serve him. How many? What did the word say? Thou shalt have no other God before you. That all people, nation, language should serve him. His dominion is what? Everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away. Hallelujah. Which shall not pass away. And his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed. There have been all kinds of lies, false information, deception been told against the kingdom of God. Translators have translated the Bible, and people have not yet learned the difference between the kingdom of righteousness and the kingdom of darkness. They translated, the one we're reading from, I'm reading from the King James, there's others as well. They put the causative, put it in the causative when it should have been in the permissive. When you look at the nature, when you look at the life, the nature, the character of God, the goodness of God, and the scripture plainly says, God is love.